So we're going to go ahead. We made a decision today. I made a decision to make a quarterback change. We're going to go with Ryan Mallett as our starter. I think it's more a reflection of myself making the best decision right now for this team. Every decision we make, we try to make to point towards winning. It's not a reflection so much of how Fitzy's played. Fitzy has really worked hard to do the things that we've asked him to do. It's more of a reflection of, again, like I said, pointing towards winning, helping us win, putting us in the best situation to win. And this is a position change that I think will help us in that way. I think our whole offense needs to play better. I think we need to coach better. And if those things don't happen, then it doesn't really matter who plays quarterback. So, but that's why I'm here today to tell you that we'll go with Ryan Mallett as our starter.
Bill, what kind of is getting close in games, not being able to finish games, and trying to get that edge or that spark you talked about?
I think it's more about operating the offense, Brian. You know, watching Ryan in practice every day, you know, I believe it's gotten better and better. You know, his huddle command, his command at the line of scrimmage, his knowledge of our offense. You know, he's been in this system for 4 years. He was drafted in 11. You know, obviously he backed up Tom for 3 years and came in here to back up Ryan. And I think he's made a lot of progress. And, you know, whereas he's never played in a game or hasn't had many reps in a game, we're going to give him his shot to play and to lead this offense. And we'll see how it goes. Very difficult. You know, these decisions are very difficult because, you know, you really have a good relationship with the players, and especially Fitz and myself. I have a ton of respect for him. He's done a lot of great things in this league. He's just a great, great person, great family man. He's an excellent teammate, and we talked this morning, and, you know, he assured me that he was going to continue to be a good teammate and be supportive, and that's just the type of guy he is. He worked very hard to do the things that we asked him to do. But at the end of the day, at that position, this is something that I think will help our team. And we'll see how it goes moving forward. You know, maybe I might be wrong, but I think this might be the thing that helps our team, and we'll see how it is.
You consider this a week-by-week thing? Or you're
we're going to give Ryan a shot to play. I mean, we're going to make sure that he's given a good opportunity to lead this football team. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to say there is a you know, the perfect quarterback, John. But I think, you know, I believe that leadership's important. I believe work ethic, accuracy, understanding of the system, timing, understanding the timing of the passing plays that are being run, or even the timing of running plays, meaning how fast that we do things at the line of scrimmage, how fast we operate. The rhythm that we need to get into. So, you know, I think a lot of things go into playing quarterback. It's a very, very difficult position to play. And, you know, again, at the end of the day, we feel like this is the best move for our team right now.
Bill, when you look at the offensive line issues,
yeah. No question. That was certainly a part of my thought process. And, again, this was a decision that I made. Really didn't consult with too many people on this. I just felt like this was the best thing for the team. But that was part of it. Fitzy has given us a definite ability, running ability back there. And I would just say this, that and met with the offensive line this morning. Those guys take a lot of pride in what they do. And they know that they have to play at a more consistent level in order for us to play better. And like I said in the beginning, everybody does. You know, we have to coach better. I've got to design better plays. We have to play better at quarterback, at offensive line, at running back, at wide receiver, and at tight end. Everybody's got to do better. It's not one position. I just felt like in the best interest of the team at this point, this was the decision that I needed to make.
Bill, tell us a little bit about Ryan, like, you know, what he's like in the meeting room, how he is in the huddle. Some of us really don't know him.
Yes, sir. Yeah. No, he's a very bright guy, loves football, very competitive. I think one of the things that stood out to me when he came here, when we traded for him, that you could tell that he had, in my opinion, grown up a lot. He had matured on and off the field. He's here early. He stays late. And it's been obvious that he was a backup to Tom Brady for 3 years. You know, He's learned a lot, and you know, this is his shot to go out there and lead our offense.
Bill, some coaches would say, "Hey, let's make this change. Let's start it at home because you have the home crowd. You guys will be in Cleveland with the dog pound and all that." How did that kind of factor in the decision? Did it not?
Yeah, no, I don't think it factored. It was more about the point in time that we are in the season, you know, and where we are offensively. Whether it was a home game or away game didn't really factor in.
Does this alter Ryan Mallett's plans for the bye week? I know a lot of players want to go away after one. Is he going to stay back here and prepare for that game?
Oh, I'm sure he'll be here preparing.
So how did the team, have you announced this?
Yes.
And how did they respond to this?
You know, again, I don't consult with all 63 guys on the team. You know, I'm sure there are guys there that are supportive of both guys. I think in the end, these guys want to win. And they understand that every decision we make, it's not a popularity contest. It's about trying to do the best thing we can to put the team in position to win, and that's what we're doing with this decision. And I think the guys understand that, but again, you know, you can ask them, and, you know, it's a free country. They have their opinions, but at the end of the day, we're doing what we think is necessary to win at this point in time.
How